Your homegirl, Taylor May, in the building. We got another one of our finalists, KC's Next. Use that hashtag. Sean Damo in the building.
Yeah, what's going on, Taylor?
What's up? Back at it again, I see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got to.
Since this is your second go-round, what are your thoughts on the last showcase you performed in?
The last showcase. Well, I feel like I kind of got snubbed a little bit. Yeah. But it's all right. You know, we're going to come back strong. We coming back strong this time, Vibe Music. We got a lot, you know, gathered and we're ready. Got the whole team in the building right now. We got my man Sauce God right here.
You know what's up.
We got Jody K.
Yes, sir.
We got Wavy. We got 6'5".
6'5".
And my boy Xavier McFadden.
X out here.
And I had the pleasure of checking y'all out. You had a performance a couple months ago, maybe?
Yeah. You talking about the birthday bash.
When I think of you and your performance, I just think off the Ripter. Like,
that's real.
Y'all can go to KPRS.com. Check out his singles right now. We got a little R&B flavor and we got some turn up Litty flavor,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We come in all the time.
Okay. So for those who don't know Sean Damo, who is Sean Damo as an artist?
Sean Damo is just a driven young man, very ambitious. You know, he just wants it all. You know what I'm saying? He wants success, and that's nothing. I'm not touring from nothing less.
All right, look at their bars already.
There it is. Natural. It's a natural thing.
Yeah, so check out his singles right now, and I mean, you're gonna be amazed. Some of them studios y'all be working in, local artists, it don't work.
Ooh.
But you pull up his music right now. Okay. Sean Damo. That's S-H-A-A-N Damo, D-O-M-O, and you're gonna love it. It's quality music. When we talk about your singles, are you performing both of the ones you have on KPRS on Sunday?
I am performing My Sway, which is actually the one that I performed at the last one, the one that was on the radio. And then we got something new, you know, something new that we about to spit for you guys coming up. So you definitely want to be there.
Okay, and it sounds like you're not going to give us no information on that when we got to say posted.
I want you guys to be surprised. That's all I'm going
to
say.
When it comes to the judges, what do you want them to get from you in your performance that evening?
I just want the judges to just automatically feel my energy and just feel my appearance, you know, just feel me, you know what I'm saying? I know they will. I know I'm going to come in there and I'm just going to try to turn some heads the best way I know how.
Okay, so, I mean, you said you were snubbed from the last one. What did Sean tell himself? What is Sean Damo going to do different this showcase?
Sean Damo is just going to continue to be Sean Damo. I mean, I feel like, honestly, I did my thing the last one, but, I mean, like you said, Soul Revival, they came out on top, and, you know, I got nothing but respect for them, so shout out to Soul Revival.
Heck yeah, can't win them all. That's just life.
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, Jordan couldn't win it all sometimes, but that's how it is.
Exactly, and that's why I know you guys stay present on the music scene. So have you had any past performances or any coming up that we should look for?
The last one that I had was the one that you came to, the birthday bash, actually. And then the showcase is all we got so far.
Any new music coming?
We got a lot of new music coming. That's why I say you got to stay tuned, Taylor.
All right. Follow my dude right now at Sean Damo. Yeah, he handsome, but he's wiped up, okay?
Shout out to wife.
She is definitely in the building. You can get a look at all of Vibe Music on our Facebook page right now. Follow my dude. That's Sean. SH2As,
yes.
In Damo. We got Jody Kraft in the building. Sauce Guy. Y'all want to drop y'all handles?
Drop it to him. Yeah. Drop it to him.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at @sauce_god. And, you know, you can get me on Snapchat at ooh with 4 O's, killing 95.
Kill him.
And let me just say something about Sauce Guy real quick. He's like, for me, you like a mixture of Kansas City with who's that black?
Kodak Black?
Not Kodak Black, just Black with the Six.
Black. Oh, yeah, he got that vibe.
Oh, you mean, oh, Black. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's real.
But yeah, so that's just my personal opinion. Y'all look him up and y'all tell me what y'all think. What about you?
Man, a lot of stuff going on, man. I'm just I'm with my boy Sean, man. We gonna put on for the city, man. And I got something for y'all.
That's Jody Kraft.
Coming in the X Factor, Jody Kraft, man. Y'all know what I do, man. If not, come check it out, man. I tell them, you know, you always say you're gonna come see, man. If there's any show, this is the show. So a lot of talent gonna be out there, man. Come check it out. We work hard, man. And I'm just telling anybody out there with a dream, just keep pushing, man, and I'm doing it for
straight
y'all
up.
The everyday person, man, the real man. I'm trying to give it to y'all, so
that's real. That's Jody Kraft right there for you.
And y'all all from Missouri, right?
All from Missouri. 816.
Hello.
This is Xavier. You follow me on Snapchat, XMC21. I really say pretty low key. My name is Xavier, though. I just do my thing.
Xavier playing, y'all. He was in the club going ham that night.
Hey, no. Yeah. We ain't even about the front. Yeah.
I say low key unless it's for
he
my
don't,
guys.
He don't write, but he will freestyle his heart out.
For real?
Yeah, he don't throw it out there, but he will freestyle his heart out.
Yeah, you seem like you're a performer, but you do like to stay behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, I stay behind the scene, but when it's for my guys, though, I go all the way out.
He
like,
does.
That's when where I lose my voice.
He does.
That's the hype man right there.
Xavier McFadden.
But, you know, the reason why I follow Sean Diamond, man, is because his music is, it has a message to it. And, you know, it's not about just the beats and the instrumentals right now. It got to have sustenance to it. And, you know, I also got to, it has melody too. Because the music right now is just, it's just instrumental based, and nobody, and no, there's just no message behind it. And with Damo, it's just like there's melody, there's message, and there's music all in one. And so, you know, that's why I deal with it. I'm saying that's why I'm with it. So yeah,
it's a vibe.
You can find me. Go to my website, man. Skip the social media. Just go to my website, 65media.com.
I know that's right. He's trying to boss man on the mic.
You know, I'm spinning the records. You need me to come get your party lit. You know what it is, 65media.com.
I just want to know from y'all, since y'all know him so perfectly, this is his gang, right? Yeah. Y'all part of him. Why should he be Casey's next?
Personally, I think that Sean Damo should be Casey's next because he's always working, always practicing. He inspires me even to get involved in music. And, you know, Vibe Music is a team and we all support each other. We all play a role and we do it well. And that's why, you know, we can really execute on stage and whenever we are out. So I definitely think he, you know, he has his presence be known. And Vibe Music's right behind him, so we're and coming.
Who's this on the mic?
This is Wavy.
Okay. Let's just put it like this: you can't behind every strong man is the stronger woman, right? Yeah,
of course. Of
shout
course.
Out to my ladies.
Love to say something. Reason why I think Sean Diamond should be Casey's next Music Showcase winner is because he sees the bigger picture. You know, we started freestyling years ago. We didn't really think nothing of it, but he started seeing the bigger picture. He's trying to bring up people with him. He's trying to inspire kids to, you know, chase their dreams and do bigger and better things. So it's bigger than him. He knows that, and he wants to just change the game.
That's real.
For the better.
It's nothing but facts, Taylor.
That's real talk, and everything you do, it has an end game. Mm-hmm. And when you're in this entertainment industry, that's like one of the main questions. What's that person's end game? So I'm going to tell everybody listening right now that calls themselves an artist, a local artist, if you don't have a message in your music, just stop. Just stop, because it's pointless. That's not what music is for. That's me personally. That's how I feel. Please take into account what these fellas are doing. Check out his music right now. Sean Diamo, Vibe Music. We got all of these fellas in the building, and they handsome, y'all. So I'm
yeah,
just saying.
Yeah.
Can I still say something?
Go for it. Yeah.
All right. The reason I feel like Damo should be Casey's next. Honestly, we had one night where we were just all, it was me. Damo and Christian sitting in a room, and we were just vibing out to beats and stuff, you know, thinking about new ideas for songs. And I let Damo know, I don't let nobody really know this, but Damo is one of the people I feel like is actually ahead of me, because his drive and determination is just, it shows in his music and quality. So, you know, I feel like, I mean, I'm not gonna doubt myself, like I'm lower, but I'm close behind. But I feel like he's above me, because his quality, his drive for the music, and his love for doing it, and the love for the people that he keeps around him is just something I'm wearing around.
Real talk.
That's real, man.
I'm gonna add
real
my little,
that's
my real little talk, two bro. Cents in that's there.
Go ahead. Yes, I'm loving it.
I would say Sean Diamond should be the winner of the next showcase, because he's leading my team, Vibe Music.
Vibe Music.
That's my brother, man. I've seen him grow. I think he's a hell of a musician. Great vibes, everything. I think he's the vibe to Vibe Music, man. You know, I came in lyricist. I'm trying to tear the house down, you know, and he gives me fuel and flame to do that. And that's my brother, and we got a message for him, and we gonna vibe out. We gonna give him the lyrics. We gonna give him everything, and that's my brother, and that's why I ride with him. That's why I'm beside him. I want to take the competition with him, man. So that's why I'm with my brother. So
Vibe Music, make it happen. The Vibe Music thing.
Vibe music.
Y'all not lying with this vibe word. Y'all got vibes. I'm gonna try to share that video, because I recapped y'all event that night, and it was just lit. Like, oh my
thank
goodness.
You.
Yeah, we just trying to have fun.
Just
here.
Trying to have fun, Taylor.
Oh my goodness! And it was like, I don't know. It was in Liberty, so you know the crowd wasn't. It wasn't small, but it wasn't as big as it
as it should have been. Yeah,
yeah, real stuff. Well, real stuff vibe music
as
slept
it
on.
Sounded, you know. I yeah. mean, you took that stage, you took that mic, you was hopping from pole to pole. You ain't no, you know, dancing.
Yeah. I didn't even know what was going on. Yeah, man. I didn't even know what was going on. Okay. I'm like, I'm gonna just keep spinning,
man.
Yeah, it was definitely a show. Follow my dude right now at Shine Damo. He is on our Facebook page. If you want to take a second and do that there,
please do. Please do.
Shine, you got some shout outs for tonight?
I'm gonna give a shout out to my daughter first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? That's baby real. Girl, if you listening, I love you. Daddy loves you, and he's always gonna work for you. Secondly, I want to give a shout out to my mother, you know, my beautiful mom. She's working hard right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure she can't listen, but if she is, I want you to know I love you. Destiny, I love you too. That's all I got to say right now.
That's real. Shout out mama, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out mama, shout out daddy.
Shout out to the mamas.
Shout out grandma, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my brother in Arizona, AJ, my cousin Russell out there, everybody, man. I know y'all ain't listening, but we're gonna put on for y'all, man. We're going to continue to go.
Sunday, baby, be there.
Persistence is everything. I want to shout you, man, out for just allowing yourselves to grow. Like Sauce Guy said, he gave you your props. Sauce. He said, I think is it not Sauce Guy?
It is Sauce Guy.
Oh,
yeah.
He just
some people, they just like to say it over. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
Yeah. Got that nice ring to it.
That is hilarious. Okay. Well, yeah, like for you to be giving him his props like that just shows what type of group and how genuine you all are. So everybody listening, if you somebody trying to come up, if you're young, you're in high school, you're in middle school, this is a prime example of how you can get to where you're going quicker if you surround yourself with like-minded people or people that's even better than you. Don't surround yourself with people that ain't doing nothing because they'll bring you down with them. So just get a chance to check out these guys because they are really doing it. Don't be late on the bandwagon. Check them out right now.
You don't want to be late because once you late,
you miss the show.
You miss the show, baby.
Yeah, it's Xavier again. The one that stay humble, but you know what I'm saying? But shout out to my mom. You know, she's gotten me as far as I could ever get in life. Without her, I couldn't do anything. Shout out to my brother, even though I'm mad at him right now. I love him forever. That's who he is. Crazy. Follow him and stuff like that. And Stephen for a reason, that's my guy too. Yeah, much love to him.
Shout out to the queen, Baba Dua. Man, she's been taking care of me, my boys, Rashawn, Jody, all of us cooking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Holding it down. And she
peanut
really,
butter soup is everything.
She does it all. Right, you know, we got them African roots. She really holds it down. She can cook up anything you ask for.
Low-key, what is peanut butter soup, bro? That low-key sounds heat. I can't even lie.
It's good. It's good,
bro.
Yeah,
no idea.
Real? It's great.
I ain't never heard of this.
Shout out God, too. Shout out God.
But basically, yeah, my queen mother, she, anything I do, and as far as success comes, is going to be devoted to her, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's it, man.
Mama,
that's
do
real.
It.
Right, that's real.
I got a shout out, too.
That's a real
out.
Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
She makes some handsome kids. Shout out to you, mama. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just playing. I ain't gonna mess with your son.
This is Sauce God again. I want to give out a shout out to my mama, Tamika, my dad, Jermaine, my sister, my brother. All the people I play on the Xbox with, I ain't gonna leave them.
Yeah,
Taylor, we all about family.
Harvey, all the people that support me and have been helping me through life, I appreciate y'all all the way.
It's all about family.
Hey world, it's the kid Shine Damo, and I'm tuned in with Hot 103 Jams for Casey's next music showcase, Volume 3. Come check me out on Sunday at 4 p.m. I go on stage at 5, but try to be there an hour earlier if you want to check me. You can get in for $5. That's the entry fee, and it's an all-age event, so you have no excuse not to be there. Thank you, Hot 103 Jams, for giving me this opportunity.